back, and we have on the line Squite Sheklek from Gwashkana, BC, also known as Nickel Valley, and brother of host Kwayne Sheklek, who is continuing his helicopter schooling, as we were talking earlier. Yes. Welcome, Squite. How are you?
I'm alive.
Alive.
All sorts of
wonderful.
Week, so I'm tired.
Yeah, tired, but
yeah.
But
still kicking.
Wonderful.
There's hope for me yet.
Welcome to the show. And speaking of hope, that's our that is our theme for today. And we'd love to hear your words on it.
Hope is positive, built on positivity. You know, when we get slighted by somebody, we hope they might meet some demise or ill will. But that's not what hope is. Hope is positivity. We're hoping for, you know,
yes,
the best in our friend journeys, our personal journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And, so hope is built on positivity. For me, I look at it daily. Today I hope to do better,
mm-hmm.
and I hope to be better.
Mm-hmm.
That's my daily hope, mm-hmm. you know, physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go at it, you know, like I say, it's always positive.
And I'm remembering that you've survived the fires and the floods of a few years ago. And you have, was it Guillain, what was the name of the, you had Guillain-Barré syndrome?
Yeah.
Disease, and then there's the cancer. And so, like, the other thing that came to mind, I'm just curious about your thoughts on this, is like, is having gone through that and using this power of positivity, mm-hmm. and hope, like, does it, do you think that it gets stronger over time in some way? Or I'm just curious to hear your words on that.
I kind of do believe so, you know, because when I first started coming out of it, I was laying there with all negative feelings, you know, why me? Why did it happen to me?
Mm-hmm. I think I'd be there with you on that one.
But, you know, it just happens. Mm-hmm. Anybody can be stricken.
Yes.
But over these last few years, my hope has been getting stronger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm believing that, you know, mm-hmm. with my little bit of exercise and the medications that I'm taking, that I will be recovering fully.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my hope.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes.
We're always stunted a bit after, mm-hmm. but it takes a lot of time and effort.
Mm-hmm.
And positivity is that effort we need. No moping, no having remorse, mm-hmm. regrets. You know, I could have stopped using tobacco and I would be better right now. You know, but I had grandparents that smoked for 100 years and died clean.
Mm.
You know, so it's just kind of like putting a blindfold on and playing pin the tail on the donkey. I think of life.
Wow, that's
okay. Okay, this is where I am at.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I got to say, I really also love your gentle humor. Well, I was going to say gentle humor, but it's the kind of, I love your humor,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you use in different topics that we talk about.
Exactly.
That it's just fully there. And I think that might be another superpower of yours.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
I didn't even know I had that.
Oh, well, as an outsider, I'm making that comment. I don't know. Well, thank you for your wise words. It's I know that, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you on our show every week.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have fun.
That's wonderful.
My brain wondering what's coming up next.
We keep you on your toes a bit.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't let me have time to mope and have negative thoughts.
Yes.
Because, you know, when we're learning, we're just always absorbing new stuff. Mm-hmm. There's got no time to think negatively.
Yes. Well, we're all in this together.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. We all have to have hope that our goals and purposes will lead us to a better life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yes.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your wise words and sharing your thoughts on hope.
Yeah. I thank you guys there behind the mic, the guys in the background, the listeners here and abroad for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love.
Thank you.
Well, hopefully we will. We'd love to see you next week on Thursday.
Absolutely.
We'd like to offer your thoughts on the next big subject.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. That was Skoit Sheklek from Gwashkana, BC. And it's always nice to hear his wise words of...
Very much.
Yeah, his wise words. So wishing all the best for everyone.
Exactly.
And we're ready for another song. This one's called Dr. Funk and the Good Times by Mr. Mean's the name
Mr.
of the...
Mr. Mean, yes.
Mr. Mean. And that's
but first I read it, Mr. Bean. I said, Mr. Bean? No. Mr. Mean,
Mr.
Yes.
Mean's the title of the song by Dr. Funk and the Good Times.
Right.
And we're going to get that one rolling here. Just a moment here. I got this. I'm like riding a two-wheeler bike right now just as I learn to get this going. So
you're doing great.
Thank you.
You are listening to CJSF FM 90.1, Burnaby, Simon Fraser University campus. And that was Dr. Funk and the Good Times, Mr. Mean.
Mr. Mean.
There's no hope with Mr. Mean. And we have on the line, we have Mary. She's the Officer of Public Relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, which is behind the show that we offer here, Free Voices. Welcome, Mary. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Excellent.
Excellent. It's we had quite a bit of telephone issues.
I know. I'm glad that it's working today. I'm so happy.
Yes, and we're getting better at being able to push all the right buttons, not the wrong buttons. we're just flying a little more free here. So, welcome, and thank you so much for your patience last week, as with Squeitch and other guests that. Just we couldn't quite make it all work last week, but we landed on our feet. So welcome
exactly.
This week, and we're really looking forward to hearing your thoughts today on our subject of hope.
Well, thank you so much. I want to say hi to everybody.
Yes.
Hello, everyone.
It's so great to be here today to talk about something that's really important to me, and that's hope.
Yes.
Hope is the spark that ignites this flame of possibility. It's the foundation of which we build our dream with, the courage to pursue a better future. Just not a feeling. It's a choice, to make to believe in ourselves, mm-hmm. in others, and in the potential for a brighter future. It's a powerful tool that can drive us forward.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone remembers the Tarana Burke movement.
Yes.
In 2006. Her story is a very powerful example of how hope can drive transformation and empowerment. Within 2006, this facing numerous challenges, including being a survivor of sexual violence, Tarana Burke canaled her experience into creating the Me Too movement that we all, know, providing support and solidarity to countless survivors. Her hope for a better future fueled her determination to empower marginalized communities like black women and girls and bees and lesbians and other groups, giving them a voice and advocating for their rights. Tarana Burke's hope for a world where survivors of sexual violence are believed, supported, and empowered has had a profound impact since she started. I remember the movement gained mainstream. I don't know if any of you remember. It gained mainstream global attention in October of 2017 when actress Alicia Milano, who also has been sexually assaulted by wherever she was in a movie, I can't remember which one, and she spoke freely about that. She started in October using hashtag MeToo on Twitter to encourage survivors of sexual violence to share their experience after news broke up of sexual misconduct allegations against film producer Harvey Weinstein, that you all know.
Oh, yeah.
This is what she tweeted, that it sparked the hope among so many people. She said, "If you have been sexually harassed or assaulted, write me too as a reply." And that turned a local work into a global movement.
Right.
And millions of people worldwide responded with hashtag Me Too trending, and thousands of survivors sharing their stories on social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Unwavering commitment to the Me Too movement has shown us that hope can be catalyst for transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, hope gets us through every single day and gives us the strength to keep going.
Yeah. I love what you're saying about that, the whole thing of possibilities. Early on when you were speaking, you were talking about how it's that the empowering thought, you know, vision and possibilities and that type of thing. Because I think it's easy for people to kind of get into a mode where it's like they don't kind of include themselves as agents of change. It's like, oh, it's just little old me, but that there's can be some super powerful things that can happen either from groups or even starting, like you said, as individuals and that type of thing. And sometimes the results are really astounding. The power of one person speaking up about something that's important to them, and then how that, you know, that inspires other people in that hopeful way. So inspiration, sometimes not even intentionally become agents of inspiration for other people's hope.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just like an avalanche. And then in minutes, it'll become so huge that you won't see anything.
Yeah. And that it's really interesting, because like I think there I'd be very interested to see if different people who are well known by other people that have been inspirational and have also been demonstrators of hope through their action, it'd be very interesting to see what did they have it in their mind what they thought the outcome would be, or were they just so focused on their purpose and what they wanted to do, and then I'm just so curious about how many of them would be surprised at what actually happened as a result of their own individual thing.
Absolutely. That's the result from Terra Network's story. Mm-hmm. He started something else. And then the Me Too movement started.
Yeah.
Just one strike.
Yeah. Everybody was sitting there with those private, keeping those thoughts private and feeling probably scared and alone, and then somebody speaks up, and then all of a sudden, you know, that inspires that kind of courage and bravery. Mm-hmm. And that collective strength that can happen.
Absolutely. And the hope that yes, I can change, yes, we can change.
Mm-hmm. And that you use the word avalanche, but it's that momentum that can build, and it takes on almost a power of its own in propelling certain human change forward.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's the power of hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thank you so much for your thoughts on this. I just really love the nuggets that you've offered up and the thought that you've put into it.
Pleasure. I thought it was very important for me to bring up Tarana first. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I heard that you have a hope topic today, I thought, oh my, I love to talk about Tarana Burke's story. Mm-hmm. How hope, one person, hope, created a huge movement all over the world, not only in North America, all over the world, giving people hope that their voice is heard, and they made changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. Look what's happening with Harvey Weinstein, and then after that, Bill Cosby, if you remember that.
Yes.
And the other one was Giselle, I forgot her name. So many people came forward and talking about their abusers.
Yes. Like, and who knows? Like that spark of inspiration that came from one person who stepped into that courageous moment. Who knows if people would have just kept silent otherwise? You know, and it's not to shame anybody who is holding something, because of course everybody in their own healing and time, you know, it's also part of it as well. But it's just, it's interesting, because I think the world could be a very different place if she hadn't spoken up.
Absolutely. Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I had an opportunity today to talk about Piranha Burks, my hero.
It's important to have heroes. I think that's all part of it, you know?
And exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for the honor of you joining us and sharing your thoughts with us.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Mary, the Officer of Public Relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, sharing her thoughts on hope. And it was lovely.
Beautiful, yes. Yeah.
So I think it's time for another song, don't you?
Yes.
This next song is Old School Blues Rock by, oh my goodness, Beezy Bub's Biscuit House. Again, I'm not saying
Biscuit
this.
House. I like the Biscuit House.
I'm not saying this 10 times fast for sure. This is another one of those ones. So enjoy, everybody. You were listening to Old School Blues Rock by Beezy Bub's Biscuit House. That was quite the song, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Simon Fraser University campus, and this is Free Voices. Yeah, so we're nearing the end of our show here. We've been enjoying our time with you today. And we'd like to thank, there's besides the volunteers who run the radio, you know, these segments, there's also staff people who also help. Exactly. So the staff and volunteers work together in making this great show. So love to say thank you to Magnus, who's the manager of the
station.
Yes, manager of the station.
Yes.
And we have Jesse, who's program
coordinator. Yes.
And we have Connor, who's been helping us a lot as we've learned to fly with the controls and everything.
Yes.
And there's the volunteer coordinator, the new volunteer coordinator.
Program.
Yes.
He's
the music. He's the music director, but also we have the volunteer person, the new volunteer person. Oh my goodness, his name is slipping my mind right now, but there's just so many good, wonderful souls here working. And if you ever get the idea that you'd like to see and check, there's some volunteer orientation.
Yes. They're a student,
coming
actually,
up.
A student of Simon Fraser University.
Exactly.
Yes.
And there's some orientation sessions where you can just come in and find out when they are and maybe sign up. You never know.
Absolutely.
You might be on there. And we have a show. Jacob's show is coming up at 5 to 6.
Yes,
it's the art show. And it's a great art show. And
it's a great show.
Yeah,
yes.
So it would be good to give that a listen someday, either today or another Thursday. And we've got a final song here that will send you off into the atmosphere of hope.
Wonderful.
It's Limosa by Dune, and we're going to play that. But just want to thank everyone out there and all the volunteers here for all the help that we've been getting. So we are going to play the Limosa Dune song.
Wonderful.
Here
so
we go.
BC will talk to the rest of the respected listeners next week.
Yes.
3 to 4 at the Free Voices.
Yes.